As usual on a Thursday morning, at this time, we welcome in our good friend Michael Fisher, who is with Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen in Lansing. That's a division of Michael Fisher Builders. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. It's gorgeous outside, albeit just a bit on the chilly end. But hey, for somebody like you who really does specialize on the indoor part, that is not a worry. And I've got, you know, a question here this morning, and maybe just as we look at kitchens out there, and this is where, I'm guessing, and this is a guess, correct me if I'm wrong, I know you will, I'm guessing that the kitchen end, for people who are doing a kitchen and or a bath remodel, the kitchen is generally going to be more sizable, both in actual physical space and expense, and sometimes correct. In materials. So that's where you're going to a little bit more. Maybe it's not 100%, but I'll bet it's pretty darn close. But when you look what's in, what's out now, we would go through homes in the 90s and huge great rooms, giant cathedral, this, that was the norm. Now it seems like the kitchen has taken over for that. So the kitchen is now, when people remodel, that really is the great room of the house, isn't it?
It seems to be. I mean, it's actually becoming more part of the great room. You know, in newer designs, they open the kitchen space up more to the entertaining side of the house, and that's where that connection starts to really make a lot of sense for folks so that they can be in both spaces and still feel all together with the family or if they're entertaining. You know, and even in older homes, that's what we're implementing for people is that philosophy and making the adjustments accordingly.
When you're recommending to folks who may have their own ideas, and that's always good, but when you're recommending like with new appliances, are you going with some of the tried and true names? Are there just a few names that always seem to pop up or that maybe clients will mention and you want to make sure that they know about another choice, another possibility? Or is it still the world of the Wolfs and the Sub Zeros kind of ruling the roost?
Well,
or depending, does that depend?
Kind of depends on the job, yeah. You know, I think mainstream-wise out there, the majority of folks out there that are, you know, looking for that real nice setup of appliances in the kitchen are still looking to be thrifty on their budget. You know, not cheapy by any means. I'm not saying this is economical, but at the same token, it's not over the top. The Wolf, the Sub Zeros, all that great stuff, but man, it is really expensive.
Expensive, right.
And when you talk about doing a nice kitchen remodel, you know, we've talked about in the past, the average that we do in this area on a pretty regular basis, folks are putting $25,000 to $35,000 investment in their kitchens pretty regularly. And that's a real nice budget. It's not over the top, but it's not under a low amount so that they don't really do what they want. But when you put appliances in, you got to be looking at another probably $5,000 to $6,000 for your appliances, and that's not going towards the Wolfs and stuff. That's more high quality, mainstream, I should say, appliances. Whirlpool has a lot of great lines because they don't just produce Whirlpool appliances. They produce Amana, which is their entry level, solid line. Whirlpool, Maytag. Then the whole KitchenAid line, which is probably one of the better lines, the most broad lines from entry-level type things all the way up to those industrial-type appliances like Wolf, but for a much nicer mainstream price line. And that's something that we see more frequently in our renovations, that type of level of appliances. And you can do a lot of great stuff in those lines.
And, Michael, I remember when my folks were doing a major kitchen remodel years ago, this would be about 35 years ago, Gen Air was all the rage. And so they kind of built around that Gen Air indoor, outdoor. You know what I'm saying? You've seen these before. And then they just sort of went away. And now I understand in the business, they're even making a pretty substantial comeback.
Yes, they are. Matter of fact, quite a few years ago when they, you know, you heard a lot about them and then they did kind of fizzle off, it was because, you know, believe it or not, the higher end appliances have the most problems with them. And you would think you pay that kind of money, you wouldn't have that. But Whirlpool actually bought Gen Air, and they are the owners of Gen Air, and they bettered that line. And that's why you see it becoming more prominent out there, because it is that step up from the KitchenAid, even more industrial, but it still is not to that full you know, wolf type kind of mindset or Sub-Zero. And so you can get a lot of great products in there for, you know, not quite, you know, more in that middle price range above the KitchenAid and up to the high-end stuff. And they've done a lot of neat things with that, too.
So we've rattled off some names here. And this isn't an endorsement saying, you got to do this, you got to do that. But what we're getting at here is that when you come in and you talk a Dreammaker to Michael Fisher with his team there, with his design team, all the folks who help work, you're going to get expertise on all of these. They're not just looking through catalog with you going, say, oh, yeah, I agree, that looks pretty. They understand the differences, not only the price points, but the quality points with this. They know who's taken over whom, who's oh, this is marked this, but it really is made by so-and-so. They get all that, and this is something you'll be able to add a super value for the people coming through the door.
That is correct. We definitely make it our business to understand, you know, what is the best quality and product line, you know, even beyond appliances, for everything that we're going to provide our clients for the price point that our individuals are working for at that time. And so we want to make sure that we're giving someone the highest quality end result, no matter where their budget's at. And that's why we need to know all these things so we can advise our clients on the full spectrum of everything involved with the project.
Well, you can see them today. They're at 1236 Turner Street. If you're wondering where that is just, it's not even a block north of Grand River Avenue. They're smack dab in the heart of Old Town Lansing, the historic district. They're a part of that very much to the core. You can reach them 9 to 5 there, Monday through Friday, and 374-0041 is the number, area code 517. Of course, DreammakerLansing.com. Again, Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen, that's a division of Michael Fisher Builders. Good people to contact. Get with them here soon. And we will get back with you next time, Michael. Always good to talk to you. Enjoy the nice weather today and the warm-up.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you very much, David. You too. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good talking to Michael Fisher here and all those appliances out there. And make the right choice, part of a remodel. Even if it's not part of a remodel, making the right choice with appliances is good.